In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The high COVID-19 transmission in Berrien County continues, and Spectrum Health Lakeland is feeling the stress. Speaking Wednesday, Spectrum Health Lakeland President Lauren Hamill said, if your medical issue is not an emergency, you should go to your doctor or a clinic first.
Fortunately, the COVID admissions are reasonably stable. However, we are utterly at capacity across the Mall of Lakeland. Our emergency departments are packed. Our hospitals are full. Our staffing is challenging. So we just don't have extra room.
Hamill said, if you need emergency attention, then you should still go to the emergency room. Meanwhile, Interim Berrien County Health Officer Courtney Davis said the health department is getting about 40 cases per day reported to it, and the county is at a 13.5% positivity rate. How about the school mask mandate that's caused so much controversy?
From the first week of school, that first week of August 30th, when we did not have that, and then the 2 weeks prior, we've seen over a 50% decrease in cases in students and staff, as well as in subsequent quarantines. So we're seeing that positive impact of decreasing transmission, decreasing positive cases in the school setting.
Davis said the Berrien County Health Department will be ready to administer COVID-19 vaccine booster shots to those that are eligible when the FDA makes that decision. Hamill said vaccines are key, and he appealed to those who haven't gotten vaccinated to change their minds. He added that when lower dosage vaccines are approved for children under 12, that population should be well protected, given that children have milder symptoms with vaccines in general. The new nearly $70 billion Michigan budget includes funding for several programs and initiatives in Southwest Michigan, so says State Representative Pauline Wentzel. The legislature approved the spending plan this week, and it includes $1,000 bonuses to new or existing childcare staff, body cameras for state troopers, and $17 billion for K-12 education. Wenzel says that's not all.
We've got Pure Michigan funding again. We know tourism industry has been hit hard in the last year and a half or so, and that's something that's very important to Southwest Michigan. So we've got money going towards that. Going Pro is a very important program, and we've got about $40 million going towards Going Pro, and then a lot to our public safety.
The budget includes $10 million for Benton Harbor to replace old lead water lines, $5 million for an 800 megahertz communications tower for Berrien County first responders, $600,000 for a permanent police and fire station at the Berrien County Youth Fair site, and $850,000 for the Briggs Dam and Walkway project in Paw Paw. Wenzel says this is the largest state budget Michigan has ever approved. The Going Pro initiative will receive $40 million, while the Jobs for Michigan's graduates program will receive $1 million more in matching grants. The budget now heads to the governor's desk. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.